But then the New Testament redefines this commandment. He says, the Old Testament says, thou shalt not murder. But I say, if you think evil about someone in your heart, then you have already committed murder. And that standard is rather high. Many of us are murderers by this definition. But I think Jesus wanted to raise the standard high. It's not just a question that you kill somebody so that he's no longer alive. But you can kill him by hating him. It needs to be very clear that hatred is one step to murder. You may not have murdered yet, but if you allow it to grow, if you allow hatred to grow, you will soon be a murderer. That's why you need to learn forgiveness. Jesus said, forgive them, they don't know what they are doing. And Stephen also said the same when they were throwing stones on him. He said, forgive them. Now, it's very important to understand, without the spirit of forgiveness, you are opening yourself to murder. If there is somebody who has annoyed you, angered you, and you can't even you cannot see any good in them, chances are, if you are in a corner on your own and you get an opportunity, you will be overpowered by hatred and you could end up murdering. Alternatively, if you saw them in a position where they are about to die and only you can rescue them, you will not rescue them. Your hatred cannot allow. So again, they will die. So we need to understand that there shouldn't be anybody on earth whom you have a grudge, whatever they have done to you, and you are not forgiving them. The Bible says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. So murder means you value life, and therefore you cannot carry a grudge into the long term.